Aircheckdownloads.com.
Just wow, isn't it? One of the most relaxing pieces of music ever recorded, if you ask me. And beautiful with a little kiss and a cuddle. Albatross and Fleetwood Mac, and one of my all-time favourite pieces. I say, just about every disco I've ever finished, finished the night with, I've finished with that particular song. I think it's... just picture yourself soaring away on those little warm currents of air.
Are you familiar with the band The Art of Noise?
Yes.
They have an album out which I'll lend to you, which is called the Ambient Collection.
Oh,
and it's very clever because what they did was they took everyday noises like a car driving along the road or church bells pealing, and put it to music. And it was absolutely wonderful, wonderful. So I will lend you that, I promise. By the way, do I get to indulge?
Well, you can indulge, and in fact, across the day, about every quarter of an hour or so, we'll let various members of the staff indulge, and we'll hear their favourite songs. Here we are on our birthday, and for birthday week on Radio Wyvern, we can tell you about the biggest birthday present we've ever had, and that is that Metro Rio, and we'll be telling you more about the Gold Rush across the day.
You're a smasher. Roxette and Fireworks. And I always find, being a disc jockey, it's very difficult to name your favourite tune. If you're a disc jockey, obviously you listen to all sorts of different sorts of music. I mean, for the last 10 minutes, for instance, we've listened to opera, and then 60s instrumental music, straight up to 1994 with Roxette. Gary, good morning.
Good morning.
So what would you say your favourite tune was, my good man?
Nigh on impossible to decide, really, isn't it, being
a
jock?
If someone says something to me like, what's your favourite rock tune, I'll immediately say Bad Company, Can't Get Enough of Your Love, or Shooting Star. If someone says love song, same thing.
Yeah, exactly. At the moment, I think it's got to be Genesis or Phil Collins. At the moment, you sort of go through phases, don't you?
Well, that's probably because you're going to see them tonight. But
true.
You have a think about the track, and we'll play it directly after this.
Okay.
China Crisis, talking of the 80s and playing songs from the 1980s, they were huge. What did they have now? Hannah and Black Man Ray and Gary, can you think of any more? Because I'm struggling now with China
Crisis. To be perfectly honest, no.
You're rubbish.
I'm sorry. It's just, just gone. It's just gone.
King of a Catholic Style.
No, sorry.
You're stuck.
You're stuck on that one, yeah.
No, Gary, no, no. Thank you.
Roll down to Row Carpets for all your carpet needs. See local press for details and great offers on exhausts, tyres, batteries.
We got sunshine or a rainy day. We got music and a special word to say.
Come on, Amos, let's do it. Here we go.
Wyvern, just for you.
I love that. I love that. Oh, brings back so many memories.
It's a long while since I heard that. Long, long while. 22 minutes away from 10 o'clock. So, Mr. Watkins, tell me your favourite song.
Before I do that, I remembered one China Crisis song. Never really a big follower of China Crisis. But the one that does come to mind is Best Kept Secret.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that long ago? About 87-ish?
Hello, this is Phil Collins here from Genesis. And you are listening to Russ Lowe. And he can't dance either.
Thank you very much. Gary Watkins' favourite song, We Can't Dance. Probably because he's going to see Phil Collins at the NEC tonight. What's this looking at in the back? Oh, someone's walking in with a big birthday cake here. It looks like Marge Ridley to me.
Hello, Russ.
Good morning,
12th birthday to you. Thanks for all that you do on Wyvern in Worcester and in Hereford too. Have a lovely day with love for me.
Thank you, Marge. That's lovely. And we've got 12 candles as well around this beautifully iced cake. How long did it take you to make that?
Not very long. Only a morning. And then I iced it the day before yesterday, and we put the finishing touches last night.
You're a smasher of a cook, you are, Marge. I tell you, keep us going, you do. Thank you for coming in.
It's my pleasure. Way of saying thank you to you.
Thank you, Marge. 16 minutes away from 10 o'clock, Russell's Rhythm Driven Breakfast Show for our 12th birthday on a Tuesday morning. Here comes Alex O'Neill.
No, I didn't write the book on love.
So many people coming in and out of the studio here today. Oh, here's someone else.
Hello.
Hello.
We are the Jingle Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
We are the Jingle Sisters. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Ba 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 ba. This is the Russ Lowe Show. Bum.
I love it. 13 away from 10. We're trying to slip in every now and again a song from 1982 like this one.
I've never been closer.
Independent Radio News.
Gary Watkins.
WIVN FM.
happy birthday, Wyvern.
6 after 10, Tuesday morning. Very good morning to you. Yep, it's Wyvern's birthday. And you ought to see the station. Everybody's buzzing in the station. And everybody's walking around like Cheshire cats at the moment with massive grins on their faces. Lovely atmosphere here at Wyvern today. Brilliant. Gary, keeping you company through until 2:30. Right now, here's Tom Pacheco. And all they got is love.
Lost his job.
So Aunt Marjorie Lee actually came in with her birthday cake. It's huge, absolutely massive. And the nice thing is that right in the middle, there's one of those candles that when you light up, it starts to play a tune. Happy birthday to you. Very nice indeed. Thank you very much indeed for that, Marge. Well, I think so anyway. It means that I'm going to have to jump in a sauna or go for a jog after the calories are in that. Oh, boy. It's 10 after 10, just around the corner. Lisa Loeb and Nine Stories, and the song's called Stay. Up next.
Have you got more than 20 tons of cider fruit to pick this year?
25 past 10, Tuesday morning. Very good morning to you. It's Radio Wyvern's 12th birthday today. And are we celebrating in true style? We surely are. It's Gladys Knight and the best thing that ever happened.
I've had my share.
So happy about Radio Wyvern's birthday that the engineer's actually coming to the studio and he's flashing our lights on and off as if there was a disco and a party going on here, which is thoroughly amusing, especially when you're trying to read the weather. This morning, fine and sunny with a gentle air flow, rather hazy at first, especially over the hill ranges. And this afternoon, long sunny periods and rather cold and some haze over the upland areas later, with a high of 11 degrees centigrade, 52 degrees Fahrenheit. And tonight, clear, cold and frosty with icy patches. Icy patches! Oh no! On some roads and rather hazy later, down to -2 degrees centigrade. Believe it. Give you a chance to win a video right after this. In fact, the video is Splitting Hairs up next.
Keep on!
Ease your mind and drift away. Stay with us right through. Radio Wyvern.
19 minutes before 11 o'clock, and in the studio we've got the boss.
And in our other studio we have Miss Jane Walker, one of the newest recruits to the Radio Wyvern. Morning, Jane.
Good morning, boss.
You're very popular with the traffic wardens and police, aren't you?
I am.
Because you're the Jay Walker of Hereford.
Oh, yes, I've had one in this morning.
That's a good one. Who's been in this morning?
I'm not sure his name, actually. He's one of the new ones. He's been on holiday, he tells me.
Uh-huh.
So,
And how's our friend Joyce Bishop? Has she been around the last couple of days?
Yes, Joyce came in last week to tell me about her various fundraising activities, but I haven't seen her so far this week.
Has she had the big day? She's doing a lot for Air Ambulance at the moment, isn't she?
Yes, that's all underway, yes, I believe.
Yes, Joyce, from a distance, looks terrifying, but she's one of the sweetest ladies. When you get to know her, because you know how it is with traffic wardens, they're terribly off-putting in the uniforms, we're always all a bit wary.
She's very formidable looking, isn't she? And then she smiles and you melt.
Yes, bit like you, Jane.
Oh, thank you, Bob.
Bit like you. So have you chosen your favourite record?
Well, there's only one for me, I'm afraid, and that's Ziggy Stardust by David Bowie.
What makes it so special then, Jane?
Well, I used to have bright red hair in a sort of a spiky style reminiscent of David Bowie in the 70s, and that's how I got my nickname at school.
And your nickname at school was?
Was Ziggy, I'm afraid.
Ziggy? Well, I tell you what, you know, you're taking me back here. It's probably 1971.
Yes, if not a bit later.
Well, no. I wasn't, dating the record, but in 1971, I was with a pharmaceutical company. I used to be a sales manager with a pharmaceutical company, and we had a conference in Brighton, at the Grand Hotel in Brighton, and at that time, we were all horrified that there was a rock group staying there, and it was Bowie and company, and it's amazing how attitudes have changed. They sat in a group quietly in a hotel lounge and everyone thought they looked so weird, and I encountered him afterwards because the place was teeming with groupies and I happened to be in a lift going between floors, and he tore into this lift, and what it was, he'd been chased by these young girls, and he turned to me And he said, I expect you think I enjoy this, do you? And I said, I'll swap places, my old son. But he really looked so extraordinary. And, you know, having to be gone on to be one, become one of the classic rock stars of all time. But we've got it lined up for you, Jane, okay. And we hope you enjoy it. You shouldn't have owned up to being called Ziggy.
I know, I thought about that as I said it. But while I'm here, could I just have a confession to make, boss? I forgot my
should this be done over the open airwaves,
it
Jane?
Should. It's harmless. I forgot to say happy birthday to my granddad yesterday. He should be listening. He's Les Mullen. He lives in Buckfield Road in Lempston. Him and my granny, Ruthie, should be listening at the moment.
And what is your granddad's name, Jane?
Les Mullen.
And how old is he?
I think he's about 67, but I wouldn't like to put a figure on
it. I know, it's grandparents, you know, even in their 50s, you think they're 95, don't you?
I know, I've probably underestimated, so I hope I have.
Anyway, looking forward to the football tonight?
I certainly am, it's a game of two halves.
Nice. And with that, I think we'd better get cracking. We'll okay. see you over there tonight, Jane.
Okay, bye.
See you, Ziggy.
12 minutes before 11 o'clock, and it's the staff's favourite song or tune time. Very good morning to Mike Morgan, head of sales.
Good morning, Gary.
How are you?
Very nice. Very fine, thank you. And yourself?
Very well indeed. So then, first of all, do you remember the years gone by with Wyvern?
I have to say I've been with the station on and off for about 9 years now, and certainly these old jingles this morning are bringing back some lovely memories. Not that it's any better or worse now, of course.
I love them, actually. I love them. They're a very nice change. So what do you think has changed here? Anything in particular?
Well, that's putting me on the spot, really, when the boss is standing right behind me. Let's just say that some of the older members of the management team have perhaps mellowed slightly.
Yes, I can see what you mean with the boss being in the studio.
Absolutely.
As well. Thank you. All right, your favourite all-time tune, then?
Well, let me just, before we go into that, let me just sort of tell you something that was quite funny about the sales team, and that we don't... We don't very often get the chance to socialise, but when we do, people always assume that we know every record that was ever made, and of course we're selling radio, not necessarily in radio. And when we have a few glasses of cheap champagne or whatever's going,
orange juice,
you'll never guess what we sing.
Go on then.
We sing jingles, commercial jingles.
No. That's almost
what
sad.
What do you think of all the free advertising our clients get when we're out on the road?
Give us one.
dial 100 and talk to Mary on free phone. Walker Holmes.
There you
That's
go.
20 quid, David Walker.
Yes, from him. So right, we'll put it on the account. All right. Excellent.
So when people ask me my favourite record, I just don't know. I tend to sort of love the jingles, as the team do. But I think it was about 15 years ago, an old friend of mine and I were out in a pub somewhere, and he said, have you heard this record by Ruby Winters? I said, no. So he put his sixpence in the jukebox, as you did in those days, and on came this. And it's been my favourite ever since.
Are you sure I can't play your jingle? I
mean, what, do you want sixpence?
Yeah. Thank you, Mike.
Just remember when you're gone. Radio Wyvern News.
Broadcasting to Hereford and Worcester on 97.6 and 102.8 FM, this is Radio Wyvern.
The 11 o'clock news, this is Anne-Marie Minhall, Independent Radio News.
We're going to tell you all about the weather. We're going to tell you how to beat the rush. Radio Wyvern gets it all together. Weather news, traffic news, all the news on RadioWyvern.
Aircheckdownloads.com.